My name is Bill Boyce, and I worked in the grain trade for 30 years. I was a shop steward at Richardson's Terminal. I worked my full term at Richardson's, and I graduated to the retired state in 2009 at age 58 and a half. So he put my name in the hat, and I came into Richardson's Terminals with a master's degree from McGill University, and they thought maybe I would act in a mature and educated manner, but I was sent immediately up to the scale floor, and I got absorbed kind of in the culture. I remember coming on shift at 8 o'clock, and at that time we were doing 60 cars, and we were doing a process where we ran two engines down one track, so there's two tracks bringing cars at Richardson. So this was a very fast technique, and we shouldn't have had it. It was illegal ultimately, but that's in retrospect. You realize that. So a car coming in, a car going out, escaped from the dumper house, and this young man chased after the car, running to put a brake on it. Another engine was coming down the track in the other direction, bang like that, and he was killed instantly. And it ran over top of him. So that was... our manager decided, okay, we're going to take them all outside to smoke. And we're going to have a shack out there, special shack, smoking. So now you've got a meeting place for all the smokers, and they go there. Now, these people can leave their workstation. Because this process goes on. These belts continue to run. These cars get dumped. And people are walking away from their positions and going and having a cigarette. And it came, at one point, it was the non-smokers were complaining because they weren't even getting their coffee breaks. And the whole scale floor took a hit when they automated the scaling process. They used to have to go out, and every car that came in, they would go and they'd measure, just like you were weighing yourself on a scale, and they'd put the weights on the scale, and then they'd weigh this hopper full of grain. And they had to do it three or four times for every car. So it was a huge physical process. So there was a lot more work done at that point in time. And as it became more and more automated, the grain employees of the government were automated out of any physical responsibility at all, really. So they automated, but they automated too rapidly and in a they didn't react to the market forces properly. So they over-automated, they had terrible relationship with the men within that Sask wheat pool, and they disappeared. And Richardson continued to be just grow and grow. Cargill.
The downsizing, because Thunder Bay started shipping less, was that felt much by Richardson's?
Not at all. Probably
they
not
kept
at
their...
all. We took a bigger quotient, a bigger percentage of the grain as the downsizing took place. So Richardson's, when I started, might have had 15%. When I left, maybe 30%. Mm. You know, so they got bigger.